The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
It's Garrison FM, I'm Mark McKenzie, and joining me now from Afghanistan is Lieutenant Colonel Charlie McConaughey, the commanding officer of Three Rifles. Charlie, good to speak to you.
Hi Mark, very good to speak to you again.
And we're now into, we reckon, about 2.5 months since the Rifles deployed. How's the deployment going for you?
Yeah, on the whole, extremely well. I mean, I can't believe really quite how quickly the time is going. I mean, both from a sort of an operational point of view, there's a lot going on across the whole of Central Helmand, and there are huge successes, you know, I think the Afghan National Army, who obviously we're supporting, and obviously the other Afghan National Security Forces, are being hugely successful in preventing the sort of insurgents here in Central Helmand from their sort of their summer offensive taking hold at all. So you know, our sense is very much the insurgents are on the sort of back foot. So you know, from supporting the ANA, Afghan National Army, in doing that, it's sort of hugely reassuring and rewarding as well to see the sort of successes they're having. But yeah, so it's pretty busy from an operational point of view, but also, you know, we're very much in the last sort of period, have really sort of kicked off our capability development of their sort of, you know, number of different capabilities, whether it's their sort of counter IED capability or their sort of heavy weapons capability. We've sort of been working in a number of different areas just to improve their current level, so that, you know, as we march towards 2014, they absolutely will be able to do it by themselves and without sort of ISAF support.
And what feedback are you getting from your opposite number in the Afghan National Army?
I think General Shirin Shah is very, very content with what's happening at the moment. You know, he's I think pleased with the level of activity which is going on at his Kandak level, which is the equivalent to our battalion level. So having issued sort of direction, you know, across the various districts in Central Helmand, his warriors are getting on with the job. So he seems to be content. He hasn't tried to fire his advisor yet, so hence I'm still here and I haven't been replaced. And it is very, you know, it's enjoyable working for him, and of course in some ways it's almost like being a sort of military assistant as far as providing him some advice. But you know, he's hugely experienced with sort of 28 years plus of serving in a variety of forces and on different sides. And if anything, I'm probably learning more from him than he is necessarily from me. But I think I'm still helping out as well.
Okay, is that quite a difficult balance to get right? You know, not overstepping it, but equally making sure that everybody's kept happy.
Yeah, I think it is. And again, you do have to be careful. But you know, as I've said to all my advisors, it's so important that we've sort of built up such a strong relationship with our Afghan National Army friends, and you know, that's the real key as far as I'm concerned. So we've all invested a lot of time, you know, we have an absolute common bond between us. We're all in the military, just sort of separated by being in a different country, and you know, we're really enjoying working with them, and I think they really appreciate that. And of course, you know, we've been very sensible in our training. We are sort of culturally aware, and that is important. So we very much respect them and respect their country. And I think they very much appreciate that.
We're almost at the halfway mark. As you said, that time seems to be going in quickly. Going forward into the second half then of the deployment, is it just more of the same?
Yes. I mean, I think without sort of going into operational specifics, I think we will see some more of the same. You know, we will continue to support them in whatever it is they want to do. And of course, you know, the key thing there is it's what the Afghan National Army for us wants to do. It's their agenda, not our agenda. So we'll certainly do that, and we'll certainly continue to assist in developing some of those military capabilities over the forthcoming months. Sort of more of the same, but very much on their terms, not really our terms. It is going quickly for us. I hope it's going quickly for all our families back home. I know it's a very different environment. Obviously, as I've said before, I'm incredibly grateful for the huge support that we get from all our families and friends and followers back in Edinburgh, but across the country as far as what we're doing here. I think a key message from me is, someone sort of said, is this all worthwhile? It certainly is, because you can see the difference in front of your eyes. And when I talk to my riflemen about previous experiences on previous tours, they sort of look at me and say, sir, I can't believe some of the changes that have happened since I've been here before. So it is very positive, and obviously we can only do that with the support from home, and I'm still incredibly grateful for all the support we do get from sort of family and friends across the country.
Okay, and that support also shown by Edinburgh Council.
Yes, I must admit we did have a wonderful piece of news, which is that the Lord Provost and Edinburgh Council have very kindly granted the Freedom of Edinburgh for 3rd Battalion, the Rifles. And that's a great honour, and I think anyone who knows us is absolutely aware how much at home we feel in Edinburgh. We've always felt that, and this is just something which sort of I think cements that sort of relationship that we have, not only with our absolute immediate community in Collinton, but much more broadly in Edinburgh. And so it's a great honour. We're very, very grateful for that. And I have to say, I'm looking forward to exercising my new right as well when we return from Afghanistan.
Okay. Now, can you tell us what those rights are? Do you get to graze your sheep, for example, on the Royal Mile? Or is
I sense we'll definitely be marching down the Royal Mile and setting off from the castle, and that's something that we're sort of looking at and sort of planning with Edinburgh Council at the moment. So. But very much something to look forward to when we get back.
And also good news as far as the wristband appeal is going, Charlie.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the moment, our friends have raised about £22,000 for the wristband appeal, which is an amazing amount of money. And I'd just like to thank everybody for all their hard work. There are people doing amazing fundraising events to help build up that total. As we know, it's such an important aspect to make sure that our riflemen have all the support they need should they be injured on operations, and this is exactly what this money is designed for. So hugely grateful for all the support and work people are piling into that, and just really to encourage people to continue to do that. We've got a little way to go to the subtotal I've set, but it's an amazing start, and really, really good news.
And anyone that wants to support that, they can do that online?
Yes, they can. And the best way of doing it is to go to www.swiftandbold.org. All the details are there. There are various links from our sort of Facebook site as well. And I would definitely continue to encourage people to follow what we're up to. We are sending updates back as often as we can, and please continue to follow what we're up to, and of course we're so grateful for all the messages that we do get from home, and there's nothing like it improves our morale, just like receiving letters, parcels, anything. It is great out here, and you can really see the riflemen's faces lift up when they get their mail. So please keep the messages coming.
Okay, and speaking of messages, have you got a message for your own family?
Yeah, to Ruth, Edward, William, and of course my dog Tessa and Max. I'm missing you very much, and Looking forward to seeing you when I get back, and thanks very much for all the support you give me out here.
Lieutenant Colonel Charlie McConachy, thank you very much for your time today.
That's a great pleasure. Thanks very much, Mark.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.